This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The eviction of up to 250,000 people living alongside railway lines in New Delhi may amount to a denial of justice, and it could also violate India's obligations under key international rights treaties, a UN-appointed independent rights expert said on Monday. The development follows the Supreme Court's eviction order issued in August for around 48,000 households whose shacks line the tracks. Balakrishnan Rajagopal, Special Rapporteur on Adequate Housing, said that none of those who stood to be affected appeared to have been consulted by the court before it issued the ruling. In a statement, Mr. Rajagopal cited Article 2.3 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. It states that anyone can seek judicial assistance against decisions regarded as arbitrary. Although the rights expert welcomed the court's decision to temporarily halt the eviction for 4 weeks, he said that this was insufficient time to relocate all those affected. The release of more than 1,000 prisoners held as part of the conflict in Yemen could pave the way for further positive developments for the people of the war-torn country, the UN Special Envoy overseeing the deal has said. Speaking after representatives from the Yemen government and the opposition signed the prisoner release agreement on Sunday in Switzerland, Martin Griffiths told UN News that both parties had expressed a desire to meet again soon to discuss further moves.
It is a political moment as well as a humanitarian moment. It's principally humanitarian, of course. But the fact that the parties were willing to sit down here together to make the concessions that any negotiation requires and to go public with a very important decision, as they have done today, that shows that they do have the will to negotiate. And that, I hope, is a will that we can translate into negotiations on the wider conflict.
Mr. Griffiths said that his immediate priorities also included reaching an agreement on a national ceasefire, for which negotiations began 6 months ago. It remains key that the country's roads, airports, ports and schools can reopen, and for Yemenis to be able to trade once again, the UN negotiator said at the end of the week-long meeting co-hosted by the Red Cross. Nigerian authorities have been urged to intervene after a singer was sentenced to death for performing an allegedly blasphemous song and sharing it on social media. Yahaya Sharif Aminhue, who is 22, received the death penalty in August from a Sharia court in northern Kano province. Mr. Sharif Aminhue was convicted of sharing his song on WhatsApp, which at the time led to local politicians calling for his execution. A mob also burned down the artist's family home in March, and he has received death threats, UN-appointed independent rights experts said on Monday. In a statement, they also expressed concerns over reports that he has been held incommunicado and that he did not have access to a lawyer. UN Special Rapporteur Karima Benoun also said that applying the death penalty for sharing a song on the internet was a flagrant violation of international human rights law and of Nigeria's constitution. The human rights expert called for the death sentence to be overturned and for authorities to guarantee his safety and right to due process while he appeals the verdict. The work of UN-appointed independent rights experts is at risk from a critical lack of funding, they warned on Monday. In an appeal for member states to help, they said that financing their work adequately had been a concern for several years and that the COVID-19 crisis had made their work even more difficult. Today, member states have paid 60% of their commitments to the United Nations regular budget. As a result, some experts are unable to carry out their mandates properly, the Special Procedures Coordination Committee said in a statement, describing rights experts as the eyes and ears of the Human Rights Council in Geneva. Their work includes making country visits to engage state representatives and civil society, meeting victims of rights violations, and making concrete recommendations to assist states in fulfilling their human rights obligations, they added. The experts work on a voluntary basis. They are not UN staff and do not receive a salary. They are also independent from any government or organization. The Human Rights Council's special procedures bodies include the 56 mandates that cover international human rights. These include violations of the rights of communities and populations historically subjected to discrimination. Daniel Johnson, UN News.